Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Mem Ches, six lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara begins at the words Yibayilu. And before we begin, let's just point out four different ideas that we spoke about already. Number one, we had a machlekes on the Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rebbe as to a scenario where Reuven receives a shus from the Balabayas in order to bring his animal or any of his items into the chutz of the Balabayas, and then the animal of the Balabayas damages the animal or the item of Reuven. And the Tanakama holds that once the Balabayas gave specific permission to Reuven that he could come into the chatzar, it's as if he implicitly stated that he will guard Reuven's item and make sure that it's not damaged. And therefore, if Reuven's item is damaged, the Balabayas would be chayiv. However, Rebbe holds that the only way that Shimon would be chayiv any damage that occurs to Reuven is not only if he gave Reuven permission to come into the chatzar, but Shimon had to also accept upon himself explicitly that he will take responsibility to guard Reuven's item, and otherwise he will be potter. And as the Mishnah stated, Rabbi Oimer Bekulin and Chayev Achi Kabul of Lishmar. And number two, let's keep in mind that we already learned that B'negeya, the Hezek of Shane, that a person is Chayev Dafka Birshus HaNizik. However, someone is not Chayev if his animal damaged someone through Shane in Rishus Rabim. And as we learned for the Pasuk of Ubiya Bisteyachar, and number three, B'negeya, the Av of Karen, then we know that Karen is Chayev even Rishus Rabim and of course Birshus HaNizik. And the Chacham hold that it doesn't make a difference where someone is Mazik through Karen, a Tam pays chatzin nezek, any mura pays nezek shalim. However, Reb Taffin holds that mishuna karen b'chatzin nezek, that filu tam mishalim nezek shalim, that even a tam would pay nezek shalim if it damages someone in the rishus hanizek. And the only time that the din of chatzin nezek, according to Reb Taffin, is only in the rishus rabim. Number four, we saw the shita of Rav as well as the shita of his Talmud Rav Sheshes, where Rav held that in the case where Reuven brought his payers into Shimon's chatzin shaloi b'rishus, the animal of Shimon was damaged from Reuven's payers, then Reuven is chayiv, and Rav explained it is dafka if Shimon's animal slipped on the peiros, but if Shimon's animal ate too much of the peiros and got sick, then Reuven is potter. And since the animal ate too much of this peiros, therefore the animal caused the hezek to himself. And as Rav explained, because Reuven could tie into Shimon, havelo shloi toichal, that your animal shouldn't have eaten so much of these peiros. And we saw that Rav Sheshes was chaylik on this shita of Rav. And our Gemara begins, Yibayilu, we had the following shayla, hecha de kabbalah and tirusa ma'u, what would be a din in a case where Reuven had permission to go into Shimon Sada? And as we explained that Lefid Rabbanon, even if Shimon did not explicitly tell Reuven that I'm going to guard your animal or guard your object, then we consider it that it's implicit in the fact that Shimon told Reuven they have permission to come into my Sada, that Shimon also accepted upon himself responsibility to guard Reuven's item. And as Rashi points out, that even according to Rebbe, in a case where Shimon told Reuven that you could bring Yeshar into my Rishus, Vaniash Merenu, and he specifically told him that I will guard your animal and make sure that it's not damaged. So the Gemara has the following Shaila, then Afshehu de Kabbalah. Do we say that Shimon was mekabel that his item or his paro or his shar won't damage Reuven's item? Or what do we say? I'm feeling through Sadal mekabel that Shimon was mekabel himself that he will guard Reuven's item and he became like a shem echinam and therefore he has to guard him from any hezek. And even if someone else's animal comes into Shimon's rishus and damages Reuven's paro or Reuven's animal or Reuven's peiros, then Shimon would be responsible. And before we continue with the Gemara's response, let's point out that the shita brings down a shita from the Ra'ah that the only time that we have the Shiloh is only for any damages that occurs to Reuven's animal from an animal that comes from somewhere else. But certainly if the animal of Reuven was stolen or was lost in the Rishus of Shimon and there was a Pshia, that certainly Shimon would be Chayiv. In addition, that we learned beforehand that once Shimon was Mekabal himself of Chayis, or according to Chachamim, if Shimon gave permission for Reuven to come into the Rishus, then the din is that Shimon would even be chayiv, even if Reuven's animal got damaged through a Ruach Mitzuya. And L'chayr, what is the Gemara's question? And Taisus answered, that the Gemara's shayla is, was that a Dicha Ba'alma that we mentioned beforehand, or is that actually La Locha? And then Taisus continues, that the shayla was, where it's not a standard thing that someone else behim has come into this Rishus and will damage Reuven's item. In that case, we have a shayla, and that's why, although ain't a chinami that b'negeya ruach mitzuya that comes and damages Reuven's item, that certainly Shimon is going to be responsible. But the only shayla was where is the animal coming from outside, which is unusual. So in that case, we have a shayla if Shimon will be responsible or not. And Taisa continues that let's say Reuven's animal actually escapes from this area of Shimon's chatzah, and Shimon had a responsibility to make sure that Reuven's animal did not escape from his chatzah, and now bo shvarim v'nachu, and then someone else's shor comes and shteises the animal Ruvain, Loim Boylade, and it won't be a shaila at all. The Pshita Makabal and Trusa, Afilim Alma, Kimish Yatza, Chutzlachatzar, and certainly Shimon did have a duty of care to make sure that Ruvain's animal doesn't get out of his Chutzar. And the Lashon of Taisa's Rid is, Vafilu Ravid Amma Shmir Shayer Kabbala, Vafilu Chonak Atmai, Yeshleima Hassan Pesh Insha Maisa Acha. Over there, there was no other Maisa that came from an outside party. However, Abel Hocha in our Shaila, the Ikka Maisa Acha, that there's another animal that comes and damages the Shah. So then Shimon could say to Reuven, go and be Teveya from the one that damaged you. And since the shor that damaged your shor belongs to Levi, so you have to go and be Teveya from Levi. And the Gemara continues and will try to bring two rayas. And not only is Shimon responsible for his own animal, his own damage that occurs to Reuven, but he's even responsible for damages that occur from an outside force. And the Gemara states, Tashmal, bring your raya, the Tani Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon, Meniskalkin de Bekano. The Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon taught us from the braces that were taught in the Shiva Kano in the Zakin, and those times Baba Kam, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra were all considered one Masechta, and they were all called Masechtas Nezikin, just like Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Isha were Masad, the different braces. There were also braces that were Masuda through Kano, and the braces stated, Hichtas Piresa, Lechotza, Balabai, Shalai Bishus. If Reuven brings his produce into the Chotza of Shimon, and either, as we learned yesterday, he does so without specific permission from Shimon, or he does so and Shimon actually didn't want him to be there and told him that he doesn't have Rishus to come there, and Obasha, Mimakam, Achava, Achlan Pata, and then another shah comes from another place which doesn't belong to Reuven or Shimon and eats the peiris of Reuven, then Pata, Ve'im Hichnas, Birshus, Chayiv. And if Reuven brought the peiris into the Chatz of Shimon and he did so with permission, then the din is that he's Chayiv, and the Brisa doesn't explain who is Pata and who is Chayiv. And the Gemara therefore asks, Man Pata, Man Chayiv, when the Brisa mentions that someone is Pata and someone is Chayiv, who is it referring to? Lab Pata Bal Chatzah, V'chayiv Bal Chatzah. And L'chari, the Pashas is that the Brisa is teaching us that if Reuven did not have permission from Shimon to bring his peiris into his chatzar, and then someone else damages the peiris of Reuven, then Shimon would be pata. However, if Shimon gave permission to Reuven to bring his peiris into the chatzar, then Shimon would be chayiv, as Shimon has a duty of care to Reuven, even to guard Reuven's peiris from behemoths that come from outside and do not belong to Shimon. And I in the bottom tases on the Amid where he is that l'chera, why is it that we say that Reuven would go and collect from Shimon v'yelch v'yitpem v'balashar? That l'chera, why doesn't Reuven go and collect from the balashar? V'yishleim and tases explains k'goyin da'hushar v'shalcher shet v'katan. The lab beit nishulman the new that's talking about a case where the shor that damaged the peiris of Reuven was owned by a chereshet v'katan, and therefore that owner would not be chayiv to pay to Reuven, and therefore the brisa teaches us that Reuven will be able to go to Shimon and collect from Shimon. And Taisa continues, inami ze yitva mi balachotza de inachinami. Reuven will go and collect from the balachotza, and he'll collect the money from Shimon. Balachotza yitva mi balashar, and then Shimon will go and collect from Levi. And the Gemara continues and responds that Amri, that's not a raya because loy pata balashar v'chayiv balashar. When the Brisa says Patan Chayiv is not referring to the owner of the Chatzah, as the owner of the Chatzah would certainly be Pata, as he doesn't have responsibility to guard Reuven's peiris from the damage that is caused by others, and he only has responsibility to guard Reuven's peiris from damages that he or his Shar or his items would cause to Reuven's peiris. And the Brisa is teaching us that if Reuven had permission to be in the Chatzah, that the Bal HaShar would be Chayiv to pay the damages to Reuven. And the Gemara is, for Ibal HaShar, if it's talking about the Chiv of the Bal HaShar, so my Bishus and my Shalai Bishus Sikha. So the Gemara continues in Daf Mem Chesam Alf, the L'chir, what is the difference if Reuven had Rishus to be in the Chatzah, or if he didn't have Rishus to be in the Chatzah of Shimon? If L'maisa, Levi's animal was the one that damaged Reuven's produce, and L'chir, in all cases, Levi should be Chayiv to pay for the damages that he caused to Reuven's produce. And the Gemara answers, Amri, that in Chanami, even in this case, there is an Afkamina if Reuven had Rishus to be there or not, because Birishus, Havel Hashem, Rishus, and Nizik, if Reuven had Rishus to be in the Chatzah, so then Levi would be Chayiv to pay for the damages that his animal caused to Reuven, because L'maisa, his animal was in Rishus HaNizik, as L'maisa, Reuven is considered a partner in this Chatzah, since Shimon gave him permission to be there. And as Rashi at the Tavad Amid states, Tekimin Diavle Bal Chatzah Rishusa Liyule Duch Da'achrin Le Begavav V'Havle Chatzah Nizik. And therefore, this Chatzah is not only considered the Chatzah of Shimon, and it's also considered the Chatzah of Reuven. And that is why Dafka, in the case where Shimon gave permission to Reuven to be in this Chatzah, so then Levi will be chayiv to pay the damages that he caused to Reuven through the Avalach of Shane. And as the Gemara states, V'Shem V'Shusanizik Chayeves, that we know for the Av of Shane, you're only chayiv in V'Shusanizik, as the Pasuk says, U'biya B'stei Acha. However, Shaloi B'Shus, if Shimon never gave permission to Reuven to come into the Chatzah, Havel Hashem B'Shus Rabim, then we don't consider that the peers of Reuven were in the V'Shusanizik, and therefore, V'Shem B'Shus Rabim Petura, we know the klal is that Levi is not chayiv for damages caused by Yishar if he didn't damage it in V'Shusanizik. And as Rashi says, V'Shus Rabim, Lav Dafka, Klaima, Lav B'Stei Acha, the Nizik Rina Bey, is not considered day acher, and it's not considered the son of the nizik, and therefore Levi would be potter. Before we continue, Rashi on the second line in the wide lines at the top of the Amid states v'chotza shutvin the potter bal shen v'regel. The Gemara just stated that if it's considered the chotza nizik, then Levi would be chayiv. Rashi is bothered that we know that b'negeya chotza shutvin is a machlekes, and we hold that it's potter bal shen v'regel, and l'chayiv it is a chotza shutvin. And Rashi explains how the milu meshutav l'chavrei the chotza shel shneim. That is only if one shutav damages the other. Certainly, if there's a shor that comes that is not one of the shutfim and comes into the sada, then that is definitely considered the sada hanizik and not considered the stay acher, and therefore certainly they will be chayiv ayin sham. And the Gemara continues with another raya, tashma, I'll bring another raya, and this raya will not be from the hezek of Shane, but instead from the hezek of Karen, where as we stated before, and the rabbanon don't hold, there's a chiluk between a rishus hanizik or the rishus rabim. And the Brisa states, hech l'sher l'chotz balabai shloi b'shus, if Reuven brings his shor into the chotzer of Shimon and he does so without permission, and then Levi's shor comes from another place and straces Reuven's shor and damages Reuven's shor, then potah. However, if Reuven brought his shor into the chotzer of Shimon b'shus, then it's chayiv. And once again, the brayse is not clear who is potah and who is chayiv. And the Gemara once again says man potah man chayiv. Who is the brayse referring to as potah and who is chayiv? And the Gemara's havmin is la potah bal chotzer v'chayiv bal chotzer. L'chayr is telling us then the case where it was done shalei b'shus, then the balchotzer is potter. However, if the balchotzer Shimon gave permission to Reuven to bring his shor into the chotzer, then Shimon does take responsibility to make sure that Levi's shor doesn't damage Reuven's shor, and therefore Shimon would be chayiv if Levi's shor comes and damages Reuven's shor. And once again, the Gemara answers loy potter balashor v'chayiv balashor. Really, the Brice is not telling us that Shimon is chayiv at all, as even though Shimon let Reuven come into his chotzer, but he only accepted upon himself responsibility to make sure that his item and his animals don't damage Reuven's shor. However, he was never accepting upon himself that he will make sure that other shvarim don't damage Reuven's shor. And the Brice is teaching us that if Reuven did not have permission to bring his shor into the rishus of Shimon, then Levi would be potah. But if Reuven had permission to be in this rishus of Shimon, then Levi would be chayiv. And the Gemara is bishleiman b'negei Shane. We were able to make an afkamina between a case where Reuven had permission to be there as it becomes rishus hanizik, and therefore Levi is chayiv for Shane b'rishus hanizik. Whereas if Reuven did not have permission, then Levi would not be chayiv to pay for the damages that his animal caused, as it's not considered to be a b'stei acher. However, now that we're talking about a din of Karen, ihochi mai b'shus and mai shloi b'shusiko, but the gay of Karen, there is no nafkamina if the animal damaged in rishus hanizik or in rishus rabim. In either case, Levi should be chayiv, and therefore, how could you say that the b'risa means that potah balashar v'chayiv balashar, and l'chayiv the b'risa must be talking about the bal chotza, and it must be teaching us that in the case that Shimon gave permission to Reuven to bring his shor there, that Shimon does take responsibility to make sure that even Levi's shor doesn't damage Reuven's shor, and that's why in the case we gave him permission, that Shimon would be chayiv. And the Gemara answers that really the Brice is talking about the Bala shor. Even though we're talking about the chiv of Karen, there is an afkamina if Shimon gave permission to Reuven to bring his shor into this rishus or not. And the reason is because Amri Hamani Rab Tafani, that this Brice is going according to the Shita Rab Tafin, the Am Mishun of Karen b'chatzan nizik nezik shalim mishalim. If someone's animal damages someone's animal in the rishus hanizik, then even though it's only Karen, you would still be chayiv nezik shalim, and the only time that you pay chatz nezik is only when an animal damages another animal in the rishus rabim. And therefore, as the Gemara explains, b'shus havelo Karen b'chatz nezik u'mishalim nezik shalim. In the case where Shimon gave permission to Reuven to bring his shor into his rishus, therefore it's considered like the rishus hanizik, and that's why when Levi's shor now damages Reuven's shor, it's considered that Levi's shor damaged Reuven's shor in rishus hanizik, and therefore based on Rab Tafin, it's Mishun of Karen b'chatz nizik and nezik shalom mishalom, and you would pay nezik shalom even though he's a tam, and you wouldn't pay chatz nezik. However, shloim b'shus have the Karen b'shus rabim v'le mishalom el chatz nezik. In the case where Shimon did not give permission for Reuven to come into his rishus and Reuven was trespassing, then when Levi's animal damages Reuven's animal, say in the chenami, certainly Levi would be chayiv, but Levi would only be chayiv chatz nezik because his animal was only a tam and not a muad. And when the Brisa states loshin potter, it doesn't mean that he's potter gamri; it just means that he potter from nezik shalom, and Levi will only be chayiv to pay to Reuven chatzi nezek. And the Gemara continues, "Ahi issa da osel meifah bahu besa." There was a woman who we'll call Rachel who had permission to come into Reuven's home in order to bake, and also barcha demar de besa achol lisha chavul amis. And then the goat of Reuven came into the house and he ate the dough and he got sick and he died. And Rashi says chavul means nisramim, that he became heated through eating it and he got sick and he died. And the Gemara tells us chayiv Rava l'shlumi demei barcha, and Rava was mechayiv that Rachel had to pay Reuven for for the value of the goat. And the Gemara states, Lema Pligad Rav, let us say this member of Rava is Chalkan Rav, Dam Rav, because Rav taught us beforehand, Havalash Loi Teichal, that there's always a svar to say that an animal shouldn't have eaten so much food, and therefore the animal wouldn't have got sick and wouldn't have gotten damaged or died. And therefore, in this case, why is it that Rav is Mechayev Rachel to pay if she could have a taina of Havalash Loi Teichal? Therefore, it seems that Rav is passing like Rav Sheshes and not like Rav. And the Gemara explains there's a chil between the case of Rav and this case that we just had, as Amri, Hachi Hashda, Hasim Shloi Bishus, like Kabbalah and Terusa. As Rav was discussing the case of a Mishnah, Reuven brought his own Pirus into the Rishus of Shimon, and he did so Shloi Bishus. And then, if Shimon's animal eats the Pirus of Reuven, then Rav said that Reuven will be Pata because Shimon's animal shouldn't have eaten his Pirus. However, Hachi Bishus, Kabbalah and Terusa, in our case, where Rachel had permission to come into this Chatzah, so Rachel also understood that she has a duty of care to Reuven to make sure that her dough doesn't damage Reuven's animal. And although Rashi immediately explains what the difference is, we will wait until we see the end of the Gemara to explain the difference between the two cases. And the Gemara is, we already brought this case down on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, where Rachel brought her wheat into a Baal Bais's home, and it was Shloi Bishus, and she started grinding her wheat. Reuven's animal ate that wheat, then Reuven will be Pata. However, if Reuven's animal actually is damaged based on the fact that it ate from the wheat, then Rachel would be Chayiv because she came in Shloi Bishus. And it's Muchach that time is Shloi Bishus. The only reason why Rachel was Chayiv over there was because she came in without permission and she was trespassing her Bishus Pata. But if Rachel had permission to come into Reuven's Bishus, then she would be Pata, even though Reuven's animal got damaged by eating the wheat of Rachel. And L'chayr, how could it be that Rachel would be Pata if we just stated Hachel Bishus, Kabbalah and Terusa, that once Rachel had permission, that she was mekabbling herself to make sure that Reuven's animal is not damaged. And the Gemara will now explain the differences between all these different members. And the Gemara states as follows: Amri litchen chitim, when a woman comes into Reuven's Rishus in order to grind wheat, kimid leibayitz niusamidi, since she doesn't need any tznius, as her arms are not revealed when she's grinding wheat, leibay misalki maravasa the chotzer namshayu, therefore the owner of the chotzer doesn't have to leave the area where she is, and therefore certainly the owner of the chotzer is in the best position to make sure that his shor doesn't eat from the wheat and doesn't overeat and doesn't get sick, and therefore Rachel is not chayiv. However, Avalameifa, where Rachel came into the Rishus of Reuven with Rishus and she came in to bake her bread, keeping the bayit sneusa, since in that case she needs sneus, as when she's kneading the dough, she definitely will roll up her sleeves, and therefore it won't be sneus for her to be there together with the owner of the home. So certainly in that case, Marvasa the chotzer misalkan avshayu, certainly Reuven will not stay in the same area as Rachel, and he'll remove himself completely from that area. Hilkach haladida, Ramin and Terusa, and therefore it makes a lot of sense that Rachel now has a responsibility to make sure that Reuven's goat is not damaged. And if Reuven's goat eats too much, then even though it's true that sometimes you have to make sure that your goat doesn't eat too much, but in this case it was really Rachel's responsibility to make sure that the goat did not get damaged, and therefore Rachel will be chayiv. Keep in mind, as Rashi points out, that certainly Rava does not mean to say that since Reuven gave permission to Rachel to be his mishus, therefore Rachel was mekabel herself to guard the behemoths of the Baal HaChatzah, as we saw in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that Rava himself said that that is not the case, as Rava was mechalik and stated that the Baal HaChatzah may have a requirement to guard the animal, to guard the pairs of a person that he gave permission to come into his Chatzah. However, certainly the person that had permission to come into the Chatzah, since it's not his general area to be in, so the person who was given permission to come into this Chatzah is definitely not mekabel himself to guard the items of the Baal HaChatzah. However, over here, specifically in a case where the person who's coming to the Chatzah and has permission to be there knows that the Baal HaChatzah will not be around, as he's misalik himself because it's Nias, therefore there's a special din over here that Rachel has a requirement to make sure that the Baal HaChatzah's items and the Baal HaChatzah's goat does not get damaged. And the Gemara continues to discuss the third case in the Mishnah, which began at the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph and stated, Hich L'Shar L'Chatzah Baal Bayis Shalei B'Shus, if Reuven brought his shor into the Chatzah of Shimon, and he did so Shalei B'Shus, the Mishnah stated, V'Nachu Shor Shal Baal Bayis Ishinashchu Kalba Shal Baal Bayis, so if the Baal Bayis item damages Reuven's shor, then Pata, the Baal Bayis will be Pata because Reuven did not have permission to be there. Nachu Shor Shal Baal Bayis, and if Reuven's shor damages the shor of the Baal Bayis, Chayiv, then Reuven will be Chayiv because he's there Shalei B'Shus. And in addition, Nafal L'Bayir V'Hivish Meimav, if Reuven's shor now falls into the bar of Shimon and he causes the water of Shimon to become disgusting and not usable, and he damages Shimon's water, therefore Reuven will be chayiv. Finally, if the father or the son of the Baal HaChatzah of Shimon was in the bar, and now Reuven's shor falls on top of them and kills them, Mishalmas HaKaifer, then we will be chayiv to pay Kaifer. And of course, the last din of the Mishnah was, V'mhichzu b'rishus b'al ha-chotzer chayiv, that if Reuven brought his animal into Shimon's chotzer b'rishus, then if Shimon's animal damages Reuven's animal, then Shimon would be chayiv. As we said, the Tanakam hold that once Shimon gives permission to Reuven to bring his animal into his b'rishus, it is also implied that Shimon was mekabel himself to guard Reuven's animal. However, Rabbi states, b'kula in chayiv al shekabel of lishma, then all the cases of the Mishnah where it was hichtus b'rishus, then the b'al ha-chotzer would be potter until he actually specifically states and he explicitly accepts the responsibility to make sure that he doesn't damage Reuven's item. And from this point until the Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss these dinim. The Gemara begins, Amar Rava, Rava states, Hichtus shor l'chotzer b'al ha-bayis shelo b'rishus, if Reuven brings his shor into the chotzer of Shimon and he does so shelo b'rishus, v'chof b'al b'yir shichr m'aris, and Reuven's animal goes and digs trenches or b'yiris in the rishus of Shimon, then b'al ha-shor chayiv b'niskei chotzer, then the b'al ha-shor Reuven is going to be chayiv for any hezek that his shor caused to the chotzer of Shimon because he dug these holes and these ditches in the rishus of Shimon. However, b'al ha-chotzer chayiv b'niskei bar, that Shimon will be chayiv to pay for any hezek that happens based on these bars staying in his rishus. And as Rashi brings down, that certainly if Shimon is never mafke his rishus, then certainly Shimon is not chayiv because it's a bar b'rishus ha-nizik. And we're talking about a case if the Reuven's animal dug these bars, then Shimon went and was mafke his sada, and prior to being mafke his sada, he had a responsibility to make sure to fill up these pits, and otherwise he shouldn't have been mafke his sada. And therefore, by Shimon actually being mafke his sada, he was the one that actually causes hezek. And as Rashi brings down, and even though the pasuk tells us that it's only when a person creates a bar and not when a shah creates bar, that's only talking about a case where someone goes and creates a bar in Rishus Rabim. So it's only if a person creates a bar that is chayiv, but if a shah creates a bar that is not chayiv. In our case, although it's true that the shah of Reuven was the one that created the bar, however, ultimately the chayiv is based on the fact that Shimon went and was mafka the bar prior to filling in the bar, and since Shimon was obligated to fill in the bar, therefore it's considered as if Shimon created the bar, and it's considered kiyichre ish bar. And let us see this point in the Gemara that afagav da amar, that even though we will learn later that kiyichre ish bar v'loy shor bar hacha kivin islay lehichlam luye, since prior to Shimon being mafke chatzar he should have filled in his bar v'loy kamalia and he didn't fill in the bar command the kari dami, therefore it's considered as if Shimon dug the bar, and that's why Shimon is going to be chayiv. And the Gemara continues with another memory from Rava. V'am Rava hichlu shor lechatzar balabai shloy brishus, if Reuven brings his shor into the chatzar of Shimon and he does so without permission, v'hizik as balabayis oy balabayis huzik boy chayiv. Reuven's shor damages Shimon himself, or if Shimon gets damaged by tripping over the shor, for example, then Reuven will be chayiv. And Rava continues, Ravat's pata, and the Gemara's havmin is when Rava stated Ravat's, he meant that if the shor crouches down and now Shimon gets damaged by falling over Reuven's shor, then Reuven will be pata. And the Gemara therefore is umishum the Ravat's pata, because Reuven's shor was crouching down, therefore Reuven will be pata. Certainly Reuven should be chayiv. And the Gemara answers, Amar papa my Ravat's, when Ravat said the lashon Ravat's, he didn't mean that the animal crouched down, but Shehirbitz Golem, that it went to the bathroom. Now, when the time for Kelim Shil Balabayas, and Shimon's Kelim was damaged from the dung of this animal. And as the Gemara states, to have a Golem bar, that the Golem is considered a bar, V'loim Mitzina bar, Shechayib Baisa Kelim, and we don't find that Benegeya bar, that you're going to be Chayib if you damage Kelim, because the Pasuk says, Shar V'loi Adam, Chamar V'loi Kelim, and that's why Rava said, in the case of Ravat's, that Reuven will be Potter. And Rashi explains, when the time for Kelim, La'achem Yikain, that after the animal already went to the bathroom and the dung was lying on the ground, that is when Shimon's kelim became dirty and got ruined and were huzak. And Rashi says, "V'dafka kelim avlu atzmi huzak chayu balashav v'le patrid le mishum ishbar v'le shabar." But certainly, if Shimon himself was damaged because of this bar, then Reuven would not be pata. As number one, the din of shar v'le adam is only when the bar kills someone and not when it's mazik someone. And number two, we're not going to pata Reuven from this bar based on the fact that he didn't create the bar and the shar created bar. The chol mid the havidei b'shas tefila k'gan glolim, because anything which belongs to Reuven at the time that it fell, for example, like the case of the dung, or for example, in the case where someone's camel falls down and Reuven doesn't pick it up, then we mechayiv him because of the bar. And even though Reuven was not the one that actually dug it and the camel dug it, and he has a responsibility to get rid of his bar, it's considered as if he actually dug the bar. And even though he was only mafkir at a later point, the Gemara continues, Hanich l'Shmuel, this didn't make a lot of sense according to Shmuel, the Amar Kol Takala Baru, who holds that anytime you have to color, it's considered a bar, but according to Rav, that that says that the only way something's considered bar is only once a person's mafgrit, so why over here do we say that Reuven is potter? And the Gemara answers, Amri stam glolim afkuri mafkalu. Since we're talking about a case of the animal's dung, certainly everyone's mafgrit dung, and therefore it becomes a bar, and that's why Reuven is chayiv. The Gemara continues with the third din of Rava. In this case, we're not going to be talking about a case where Reuven brought his animal into the chatz of Shimon, but Reuven himself entered into the rishus of Shimon, and then Reuven caused damage. And as the Gemara states, Rava states, Nichnas al chatz baal bayis shel rishus. If Reuven himself walks into the chatz of Shimon without permission, v'hizik is baal bayis, and then Reuven damages Shimon, or baal bayis huzer bayi, or Shimon gets damaged through Reuven by tripping over Reuven, then chayiv, then Reuven will be chayiv, hizik baal bayis potter. However, if Shimon damages Reuven, then Shimon will be potter, as Shimon didn't give Reuven permission to come into the chatz. And Amar Papa, and Amar Papa says, lo yamar and lo yavi other bay. The only time that we said that Shimon is not going to be chayiv for damaging Reuven is only when Shimon did not know that Reuven came into the chatz. However, Aval havi other bay hezekel balabayis chayiv. If Shimon knew that Reuven came into the chatz, and even if he didn't give Reuven permission to be there, but the ma'isa, since he knew that Reuven was there, therefore he still owes the duty of care to Reuven. And if Shimon damages Reuven, then Shimon will be chayiv as other mu'ud la'olam. And the Gemara explains my time and what is the reason. Mishum da amalei, because Reuven says to Shimon, he the islach of reshus lafuke, that although it's true that you had a right to throw me out of your chatz as I was trespassing, lazuke leslach of reshus, however to be mazik me, you definitely didn't have reshus, and therefore you chayiv any damages that you caused me. And then Miri points out, mikol mokem zesh amrei she'im le'reshus la'kaisai, that even though we said that Shimon doesn't have a right to hit Reuven, that is dafka in a case up until the point where Shimon actually gave a warning to Reuven to leave, avon misro latzis v'le ratza reshoy la'kaisai v'le daisai, but if he actually warned Reuven to leave and Reuven didn't listen, then Shimon does have a right to hit Reuven, and if he damages him, he would be potter. And Ayin Rashi at the bottom of the Amud, where he says, V'hizik kari bein miskavin bein shein miskavin, it doesn't make a difference if we're done with kavana or not, umiyu b'dayim ezikai, Reuven was mazik Shimon b'yadayim, and huzak shezehoy oim v'mekaymai, that Reuven was standing in his space, ubo balabayis v'niskabai, and the balabayis came and tripped over Reuven. And the Gemara continues that we just brought down a din from Rava as well as Rav Papa, and the Gemara states, V'azlu tamayu, that both Rava and Rav Papa go l'shitasam, and the Gemara states, I'm Rav v'itim Rav Papa, because Rav said, and some say it was Rav Papa, and the Mefarshim explained that l'chira, if the memory that we're about to bring is either stated by Rav or by Rav Papa, then l'chira can't be that this memory is actually going l'shitasam, as it's only going according to one l'shita, either like Rav or like Rav Papa. And Ayin l'shita Mugabetzis, who states, v'im kein l'shayach shapiv azul tamayu, and the Lashav al Gemara is not meduik when it states for azul tamayu, and the Gemara continues on daf mem chesam beis, and either Rav or Rav Papa stated Shnei Bershus in the case where Reuven and Shimon were both in an area and they had permission to be there, and as Rashi says, Kagoyim Bershus Rabim, Oy Chotza Shutrin, Oy Shinusle Balabais, Oy Shusli Kones, in all cases that they had permission to be there, Oy Shnei Shloy Bershus, or both of them were there and they didn't have Bershus, and Rashi says, Kagoyim Shnei Ratzim Bershus Rabim, for example, both Reuven and Shimon running in Bershus Rabim, and that case is Zekuz Azech Hayavim, if either one of them is Mazik the other and he does so be Dayim, and even if Shloy Bim Skavin, then the Chayiv, and as Rashi says, the Bezak Loy Shani Yulon, being miskavin she'im miskavin, because adam u'ud la'ilam. Therefore, when Reuven is in this chatza, he should know that maybe Shimon also had permission to be in this chatza, and he should have been more careful. And in a case where Reuven didn't have permission, he should think that there may be someone else that didn't have permission that's also here. And therefore, if Reuven is mazik Shimon b'yadayim, then Reuven be chayiv. And the same will be in a case where Shimon is mazik Reuven b'yadayim, that Shimon will be chayiv. However, husku zebezeb peturin, if Reuven is standing in his spot and Shimon comes and knocks into Reuven, and therefore Shimon is damaged, then Shimon had a duty of care, make sure that he knows where he's going, and therefore Reuven is going to be potter. And the Gemara explains time of the shnei b'shus or shnei shloi b'shus. The reason why we said that both Reuven and Shimon have the same dinim is because both of them either came into the sur area b'shus or both of them were there shloi b'shus. Aval echad b'shus ve'echad shloi b'shus. However, if Reuven was in the schatzar b'shus as the owner gave him right to be there, or if he's in reshus rabban and he's walking in a normal way. Meanwhile, Shimon was in this area and he was not there with permission, or Shimon was in reshus rabban and he's running in reshus rabban, which he did not have reshus to do, then the din is the reshus potter, that Reuven, who had reshus to be there and had reshus to be walking reshus rabim, he'll be potter for paying for any damages that occurs to Shimon. And it doesn't make a difference if Reuven damaged Shimon shalei b'kavana and b'yadayim, or if the damage occurred to Shimon and was memela as Shimon bumped into Reuven, and in both cases Reuven would be potter. However, certainly if Reuven knew that Shimon was there, then Reuven would be chayiv, because ultimately he has a duty of care to Shimon, as Rav and Rav Papa stated. However, shalei b'reshus chayiv, that since Shimon was in this reshus and he didn't have permission either to be running there or didn't have permission to be in this chatz at all, therefore if Shimon damages Reuven, then it doesn't make a difference if Shimon damaged Reuven be a dayim, either b'kavana or shalei b'kavana, or even memela, then Shimon would be chayiv for any damage that he caused to Reuven. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Nafal above Hivish Meimav Chayiv. If Reuven Shar came into the Rishus of Shimon, Reuven did not receive permission, and then Reuven Shar falls into the bar of Shimon, and Shimon's bar had water in it, and now Reuven Shar causes the water of Shimon to become dirty and unusable, then Reuven is chayiv for the hezek. And Amar Rav, Rav states Leshana L'Shalivish B'Shas Nefila, that the only time that we said the Reuven will be chayiv is only when the damage occurs to the water at the time that the shar falls into the pit. And for example, if the animal had mud on it and now the water becomes muddy, Avla Achan Afila Pata, but if the animal fell into the pit and now that the animal dies and starts smelling, that causes damage to the water, then Reuven will be Pata my timer. And the reason is Havishar Bar, at this point that the shar is already on the ground, the shar is considered like a bar, Umayim Kalim, and the Mayim is considered a Kali, as Benegeya Din of Chamav Le'odim Shar V'Le Kalim, is referring to anything that's not an item like a shar or chamar, and therefore mayim is also considered categorized as a kli, and v'loy mitzinu bar shechay b'sakelim. And as we know that we don't find that if a person damages something through a bar, that he would be chay for that. And as the pasuk teaches us, shav le'odim chamar v'le kalim, and the gemara once again asks, hanich l'shmul da'am kota kalabaru, that this makes sense according to Shmuel, that holds that since the shar is now on the ground, that's considered a bar. El l'rav da'am adam afkalei, but according to Rav, who holds that the only time there's a possibility to consider something a bar is only once it's hefka, Michael Meimel, Lachari, the Shar is not considered hefka. And the Gemara says, Eliyitma, Hachiyitma, therefore we have to explain as follows that Rav stated, Loishanu al Shevish Begufai, the only time that we said they're going to be chay for the damage that Yashar caused is only when it got damaged through the guf of the animal, Avalhivish Merechai Pata, but if the damage that occurred to the water was because this animal started smelling, and therefore the water starts smelling, then Ruven will be Pata. And the Gemara explains, my time and what is the reason, Gram Ba'almahu, because it's only considered Grama, the Gram Ba'almah Loi Mechayiv, and Gram B'Zokin is Pata B'dini Adam, the Chayiv B'dini Shemayim. And Rashi explains, Migufoi Shirim Luchl Betit, that the Shar had dirt on it, Avon Merechai Lav Gufahu, that's not considered the body of the animal, the Sirch the Nevelu, Memela Asila, the Nevelu Gramahu Shagar Emes, the Sirch and Shiyavai. And the Gemara continues, Haya Avavai B'Noi Lutaycha, Mishalm Sakaifa, that if Reuven brings his Shar into the Rishus of Shimon, Shaloi Bishus, and then Reuven's Shar falls into the bar, and Shimon's father or Shimon's child is in the bar, and now Reuven's Shar kills Shimon's father or his son, then the din is that Reuven's chayav to pay kaifah. And the Gemara asks, "V'amai hatamu da luchera?" Since the Mishnah is giving a very interesting case, it must be that this was a case where the animal was a tam, and we know that the only time that you pay kaifah is only once an animal is a muad. And luchera, our Mishnah is talking about a case of a tam. And the Gemara explains, "Amirav b'muad lipal abnei adam b'beris haskinon." That in the Chanami, the Mishnah is talking about a case where this animal actually fell on top of people three different times, and therefore was already a muad, and that's why you'd pay kaifah. And the Gemara asks, "Hachi baktalu the luchera?" If the animal already fell onto three different people and killed those people, then luchera is a shar in his skull, and even a tam is chayiv skila, and therefore how could it be that this animal actually damaged and killed someone three times and now a fourth time, if luchera was already baktala and should have been chayiv misa? And the Gemara already asked this type of question previously, b'negei every single case where we said that someone's chayiv kaifa. And the Gemara asked, how could anyone be chayiv kaifa if the first time that it killed someone it should be put to death as it's a shar in his skull? And the Gemara previously on Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph brought different cases, and Ayin Rashi Dibul Maskel Baktalu, where he says that those Tirutim would not work in our Gemara, and we will read our Rashi, that Rashi says over there we could have said the Kotel of Ark that it killed someone and then ran away, Inam B'Sheim Akunis Hashar, or we didn't know which shark actually killed someone, Inam Shehuzmu Zayim Zayimin Avazel Loi Olamin Abar Me'ilav, but over here this shark couldn't have gotten out of the bar by itself, V'Leikol Amei Ma'ark, and therefore it's impossible to say that the shark ran away, V'Loi Im Akunin, and we also can say that he didn't recognize the shark, V'Loi Husbu Debilsa the Isle Kali, and over here also we couldn't say it's a case of Azama. Certainly in this case there is a call that this shark killed someone. Therefore, our Gemara once again asks this question, and our Gemara answers, Am Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef explained the Chaziruk of Enafal, that our case was where the shark was walking along the area and he saw a lot of green patches of vegetation and he was interested in eating the vegetation, and therefore he fell into the bar and he wouldn't intend to actually fall into the bar and damage someone, and therefore he would not be considered a shark in this skull. And this actually occurred three different times, and therefore the shar became a muad to fall into bayis, and now on the fourth time when he falls into the bar, the owner will be chayiv kaifer. And Rashi points out that l'chayra, since on the fourth time also this shar did not have kavana to kill anyone and he was only trying to eat this grass and then he fell into the bar, so l'chayra, just like he's not going to be chayiv skila, he should not be chayiv kaifer. And zok Rashi v'afal pish in hashar b'skila, and v'sheminu l'rav da'om patam mizeh, and Rav taught us in daf mem dal medal, that in that that case, not only will the shor be part of him skila, but the owner won't be chayiv to pay kaifa. However, Rashi explains how immediately be more than the gicha is bekavana. That's only in a case where this animal was really chayiv skila because he really had intent to kill someone, and then it ran away in the first 3 times that it killed someone, and the 4th time it actually strays someone and killed someone, so patlim gzeir sakasav. Then we have the gzeir sakasav, the chsiv asher yisakal v'gam balav yumas, that calls ban she'in asher b'skila in b'ilim misham kaifa. I was zesh lehoysa b'chiv skila klal, but in our case where this animal was never chayiv skila at all because he never had kavana to kill anyone, ain't adasa el kaifa. Therefore, the first 3 times they warned the owner about the shor that actually went and fell into a bar, and since the warning was only done in order to warn the owner that he could eventually be chayiv kaifer, therefore, even though the shor will not be chayiv skila, the owner could still be chayiv kaifer. Ayin Rashi goes into further detail as to explaining that in this case, it's actually a case of shein, and Ayin Shom, how he explains our sugya, but it's a little more detailed than we want to get into at this moment. The Gemara continues, Shmuel Omer, Shmuel states that in Chinami, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the shor was still a tam, and even so, the Mishnah teaches us that the owner of the shor will be chayiv to be kaifer, and Hamani, Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, as our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, the Omer Tam Shalom Chatzi Kaifer, who hold just like when a tam is mazik someone, then you pay chatzi nezek, also when a tam kills someone, that although you don't pay kaifer sholem, the owner would still pay chatzi kaifer. And keep in mind that although we never see the Rabbi Yisrael Glivi hold mefurish that the din is that by the tam that you pay chatzi kaifer, however, since we see on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph that although Rabbi Lezer learned from Baal Shor Noki that you noki me chatzi kaifer, however, Rabbi Yisrael Glivi learned from Baal Shor Noki that noki me dvei vladis, so it's mashmer Rabbi Yisrael Glivi argues on Rabbi Lezer and he holds that a tam that kills someone would be chayiv chatzi kaifer. The Gemara continues, Ula Amar, Ula brings another teretz, Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, he, our Mish is going like the Shita Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, the Amar Krab Tafin, who also holds like Krab Tafin, the Amar Karen B'chatzah Nizik, Nezah Sholim Mishalim, and just like Krab Tafin holds that if there's an animal that stresses in the Chatzah Nizik, then you don't pay chatzi nezek even though you're a tam, and instead even a tam would pay nezek shalim. Hachinami, Rav Tafim would also say kaifa shalom mishalim, that since Reuven's animal came into the shus of Shimon, and Reuven's animal fell into the bar of Shimon, and he fell on Shimon's father or a child, and he killed them, although Reuven's animal is a tam, that Reuven would still be chayiv to pay kaifa. And Ayin Rabbi Kvega in Gilin Ashas, we ask kashli halahedi on Rav Tafim came be kaifa, the lechir, why does the Gemara have to say it's going like Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, who is going like Rav Tafim, if Rav Tafim himself says it's been a gay kaifa, the mishalim b'shus nizek kaifa shalim, as this is brought in daf chavav menal vim kain lemait tzarich luma mad the amr of tafin came benezek v'gam haveli lemeimah bekitzah Rav Tafim who the amr tam mishalim kaifa shalim b'shus nizek v'tzarichian. And the Gemara continues and asks bishlem leula, that it makes sense according to ula hainu diktani ha yavav oy benoy l'teichoy, that is why the mishnah specifies that was the father or the child of the nizek that was in the bar, as this way it was considered mishuna karen b'chatzah nizek, and that's why you pay kaifa shalim el shmuel my area of oy benoy afilu achinami. But according to Shmuel, why did it have to be that it was Shimon's father or his child that was killed? It could have been anyone that was killed, and even so, a tam would pay chatzi kaifa. And the Gemara answers, "Ein chanami or chalmosak tani," that the Mishnah only gave a normal case, and the case where Reuven came into the chatz of Shimon, it makes sense that if Reuven shor fell into the bar of Shimon, that the father or the child of Shimon would be in the bar. And finally, the Mishnah stated, "V'michlus b'shus ba chatzah chayiv," that if Reuven brought his animal into the shus of Shimon and it was done with the shus of Shimon, then Shimon will be chayiv for any hezek that occurs to Reuven's animal. And Rebbe of course stated, "Bekula in chayiv ad shi kabel of lishba," that even though Shimon gave permission to Reuven to come in with his animal, but not necessarily did Shimon accept upon himself the responsibility to guard Reuven's animal. And the only way that Shimon would be chayiv is only if he specifically and explicitly stated that he will guard Reuven's animal. And the Gemara begins, "Itmar Rav Amar Hilchos Katanakama." Rav says that we follow and we pass like Katanakama. Ushmul Amar Hilchos Rebbe, and Shmuel passes like Rebbe. And the Gemara continues, "Tanu Rabbanan." We learn, "Knei Sharcha v'Shomru Hizik Chayiv Huzik Pata," that if Shimon tells Reuven, "You could bring your shor into my rishos, but you have to guard it," then if Reuven's shor now damages Shimon's shor, then Reuven will be chayiv. And if Shimon's shor damages Reuven's shor, then Shimon is pata. As over here, certainly it was very clear exactly what Reuven and Shimon made up. In addition, "Knei Sharcha v'Aniyesh Mareno," Shimon tells Reuven that I give you permission to bring your shor into my rishos, and I will guard your shor. Huzik Chayiv Hizik Pata. Then if Reuven's animal gets damaged, Shimon will be chayiv. And if Reuven's animal damages Shimon's animal or his property, then Reuven will be pata. Once again, in this case, it's very clear as to what they made up, and it was explicit. And the Gemara now is medayik from the ratio to the sefer, and the Gemara will say that the steer between the ratio and the sefer. As the Gemara asks, "Hagufa kasha Amrin," in the ratio we said that in case where Shimon says Reuven, "Knei Sharcha v'Shamrai Hizik Chayiv chayiv and huzik pata. Time of the amalei shomer the chayiv bal shor upata bal chatzah. That is only in this case we specified and said that you have responsibility to guard your own animal. Then in that case, the bal shor is going to be chayiv and the bal chatzah will be pata hastama. But if Shimon said to Reuven that you're allowed to bring in your animal into my rishus and he didn't say who should guard the animal, chayiv bal chatzah upata bal shor, it's mashman that bal chatzah would be mekabel himself in that case to guard the animal and to make sure that Reuven's animal doesn't get damaged, and therefore the Baal Chatzah will be Chayiv, and the Baal Shor will be Pata, the Mestam, the Kabbal, and the Terusa, and therefore that's going like the Shita Tanakama, Ema Sefer, but let's see, the Sefer of the Braisa, Knei Shorchav and Niyash Breno, if he specified that I will guard your animal, then Huzik Chayiv, Hizik Pata, once again, we make a Diyak from the Braisa, Time in the Amalei, Vaniyash Breno, Hudim Chayiv, Baal Chatzah, Pata Baal Shor, that is only because in this case, Shimon specified that I will guard your animal, and that's why the Baal Chatzah is going to be Chayiv, any damage that occurs to Reuven's animal. However, the Baal Shor will be Pata Hastama. It's mashma in the case where Shimon did not specify who will guard this animal, Chayiv Baal Shor, Pata Baal Chatzah. Then Shimon did not accept responsibility, and therefore the Baal Shor will be Chayiv. Shimon will be Pata, the Bistama Loi Mekabel and Terusa. And of course, Hasan Rebbe, that's going like the Shita Rebbe, the Amma Achi Kabbalah Balabayas and Terusa, and therefore Reish Rabbanon, the Sefer Rebbe, it comes out that the Reish is Meduic like Rabbanon, and the Sefer is Meduic like Rebbe. The Gemara answers, Am Rebbe Lazar, the Rebbe Lazar answers, In Chinami Tavra Mishishanazu, Loishanazu, that it's true, and some explain the Lashon Tavra as a Lashon Shvua, and Rebbe Lazar is swearing that even though it's not the standard, but over here, the Reisha is going like the Rabbanon, and the Sefer is going like the Shita of Rebbe. However, the Gemara continues, Rava Amar Rava states, Kul Rabbanhi, really the entire Brice is longer than Rabbanon, and therefore the Reisha works out, of course, very well, and the question is, how could it be that in the Sefer, the only time that the Baal HaChatzah will be Chayiv is only when he specifically took upon himself to guard Reuven's animal, if L'Chayr, even if it would be Bistama, Shimon should still be responsible for guarding Reuven's animal. The Gemara therefore states, I did not Reisha Shomer, that since the Reisha we spoke about a case, Shimon specified that Reuven has to guard this animal, and therefore Tana Sefer Vaniyash Merena, even though in the Chinami in the Sefer, even if Shimon would not have accepted upon himself responsibility, and he would have done so Stama, he would still be responsible to guard Reuven's animal. However, the Tana the Braisa wanted to have symmetry between the Reisha and the Sefer, and therefore he gave a case where Shimon actually specified that I will guard the animal, but in the Chinami the same thing would have applied, even if Shimon didn't say so. He only gave rishus to Reuven to bring his animal into the chatzah. Based on the fact that Shimon gave permission to Reuven to bring his animal into the chatzah, it's implied that Shimon was accepting upon himself the guarding and the shmir of this animal. And finally, the Gemara brings a third way to learn the brisa. Rapapa and Rapapa states, Kul Rebbe, that really the entire brisa is going like the Shita of Rebbe, and the only time that Shimon is responsible to guard Reuven's animal is only when Shimon specified, and if so, what's pshat in the resha? It's mashma that the only time that Shimon is not going to be responsible is only because he specifically told Reuven that you have to guard your animal, and it's mashma if it would have been stama, then Shimon would be chayiv to guard this animal. And Rapapa explains, v'savala k'reb tafin, and Rebbe holds like the Shita reb tafin, the amma karen b'chatzah nizik, nezik shalom shalom, and hilkach, amma le, shamru, loy makle, makim b'chatzah, v'hav le karen b'chatzah nizik, v'karen b'chatzah nizik, m'shalom nezik shalom. And the Brice is teaching us that even though in the Reisha, Shimon gave permission to Reuven to bring his animal into his chatzah, but since Shimon specified to Reuven that you have to guard this animal, therefore it's as if Shimon told Reuven that I'm not giving you actual rights to have any ownership in this chatzah, and therefore it's still considered my chatzah in Gansin, and it's considered the chatzah nizik, and if your animal now will damage my animal, you're going to be chayim nezik shalim, as mishunah karim b'chatzah nizik, then nezik shalim mishalim, and it's considered only the chatzah nizik, and you are not considered a shutuf in my chatzah. However, loy amalei shamru, if Shimon gave permission to Reuven to bring his animal into the chatzah, but he didn't specify that Reuven has to guard his animal, then it's as if Shimon was telling Reuven that I'm giving you full rights to be in the chatzah, and you consider like my shutif in this chatzah, and then it's considered like chatzah shutfim. In that case, even Rav Tafrin agrees that the karen b'chatzah shutfim ain't a mishalim el chatzinezek, and therefore Reuven will only be chayiv chatzinezek in that case, and we will stop over here.